Now, at the professional level, how does a player who's making $10 million a year develop a relationship with his coach who may be making $150,000 for the whole season? Doesn't the money enter into this at some point?
Yeah, it does to a degree. At the pro level, the coach has less leverage, but it's the same way. You know, you look at a Greg Popovich, you know, and I know he's won, but he wasn't winning when he first took over as the San Antonio Spurs coach. But he was able to develop a relationship with those players. And here's the thing, whether you're a millionaire or whether you're on food stamps, you're going to have some similar wants and desires and needs in life. And one of those is the need or the want to be significant, to feel good about yourself. And you know, if a coach or a leader can figure out a way, you know, what value can I add to this person, and what value can this person then go out in the world? What significance can they have? You know,
okay.
A lot of times, you know, you look at like Dabo Swinney, the Clemson coach who won the national championship this year. A lot of people have said, well, he's an overachiever as a coach. And he had a great quote last year that said, I'm not an overachiever, I'm an overbeliever. I believe so much in my players. And so what he does and what great leaders do is they believe so much in their players. And so even if you're a millionaire, you know, you might have a huge bank account, but you still have certain needs and you want to be recognized and you want to have your goals reached. And you know, Mark Cuban years ago, they're paying millions to their players, but he was able to get some free agents because he had nice fluffy towels in their lockers and put PlayStations in each of their lockers. Now these guys can afford to buy their own fluffy towels.
Yeah.
No, but it was those little things.
It's the human dimension.
Yeah, absolutely. They're millionaires, but they still have feelings too.
Okay.
You know?
Jamie Beckler's with us. Beckler Business Brief is a segment that we bring to you every weekday morning, usually about a minute and a half, 2 minutes. I hope you listen carefully to it because Jamie has a lot of good points to help you in your leadership development.
Well, you know, Jamie, when you started doing this and we were running it on the air and it didn't identify you as being having any Marion connection, I said, that's our Jamie Beckler.
How many stations are you on now?
Well, I'm on a few.
Okay.
It started off in a radio station in Wisconsin. And I'm a regular guest on a radio station in Wisconsin, both an ESPN station and a morning station. And it started off there, and I'm on a number of different radio stations now. And it's fun, you know, to provide some insights, and maybe there's one person out there that will be inspired or motivated to have a better day after listening to some of that. And maybe they can spread that in their workplace or at their school.
Jamie, someone simplified this for me, and I'd like your reaction to it. In one sentence, when it comes to a relationship between an adult and a youngster, and more especially, I guess, a coach and an athlete, they said, you can become their friend, but don't become their pal. Do you agree with that?
Yes and no. And that, it's hard to put that in one sentence, but you know, you have to have a healthy boundary, certainly, but you have to figure out what makes them tick and find out, you know, what motivates them.
Right.
And some of these kids are looking for a pal, but you also have to have boundaries. And so that's a tough one to answer in one sentence, and I didn't do a very good job.
No, and I didn't expect you to give me a one-sentence answer, but I was giving you one sentence to have you react to it. So I'm sorry. I didn't mean to try to limit you on your response. Jamie, without asking you to go into a lot of great detail because we just don't simply have time for it, but are there some leadership traits, qualities, or I guess phrases that you can share with us that have really meant a lot to you and you feel like are ones that people need to know?
Yeah, you know, the very first thing I think of is I think there's a misconception with leadership. And John Maxwell had a great quote. He said, leadership is not about positions, titles, or authority. It's about one life influencing another. And when you think about that, you know, leadership, and that's part of what my book is about, is leadership isn't just about the captain it's not just about the coach. It's not just about the CEO. You can be a leader in any area, any role that you have, because you can lead yourself. But more particular, you can influence yourself and you can influence others. You know, when you have three buddies and you're all going out trying to decide what restaurant you're going to go out to eat at, you might all be three positional leaders in your day jobs. You might not be, but you can all influence one another. Someone's going to have an influence. You're going to influence your friends. And so what happens a lot of times for me with student athletes, and this was true even at Marion, is you would hear a student athlete say, I can't get the team to do something, or the team won't listen to me. And that might have been true, but there's probably two or three people on that team that would listen to you and that you could influence. And so I think a lot of times the misconception is I have to be in a position of leadership, or I have to get everybody to do the same thing, when you don't. You just have to get two or three closest people and influence them, and then eventually you hope it's a ripple effect.
Jamie, are there people who are very successful who are not, quite frankly, leaders? I'm thinking of people like Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos. They've both become rich as God. They're enormously successful. They're geniuses in their own way. But does that necessarily make them leader quality?
Well, in terms of maybe the positional leadership, I'm not sure, but they certainly have influence. They certainly were able to be dealers in hope, as Napoleon used to say, Napoleon Bonaparte. You know, they're able to inspire people to do more than they thought they could do. You know, and those two companies, especially Amazon right now, you know, they're able to create a culture where people want to work there. They don't pay a ton, but people want to work there because they're able to use their creativity. And so, like, a Jeff Bezos was able to influence people and influence a whole way of life. So essentially, he was able to lead a lot of people in that respect.
Okay. Interesting.
Jamie, is there anything you'd like to leave with us this morning? Something inspirational?
I want to know where you live these days.
Well, we do need to find that out,
what
too.
What town are you living in?
Atlanta, Georgia.
You're in Atlanta.
Oh, there you
okay.
go.
You're stuck forever on the freeway right outside Hartsfield Airport.
Well, in that respect, yes, you're never going very far. You're never getting anywhere very fast in Atlanta. It doesn't matter what part of day it is. But, you know, I've traveled around and moved around a lot in my career, and so it wouldn't surprise me if I wasn't leaving Atlanta anytime soon.
Okay.
You know, we tend to pick up our tent quite often, my wife and I.
All right. Inspire us, sir.
Inspire.
Come on.
You have 35 seconds to inspire us.
Oh, we'll give you a little one sentence.
That's excellent, because I'll end it the way I end my bachelor business brief sometimes. Success is a choice. What choice will you make today? We all have those options every day of what we're going to choose to do and what our attitude is going to be. And no one else gets to choose that for us. We might not be able to choose our situation, but we can choose our actions and our attitude.
Jamie, where can they find out more about the Beckler Business Brief, and more importantly, I guess, the book that you are going to have out here in about a month?
Yeah, jamiebeckler.com is the headquarters that they can find everything about me, pretty much. Everything they've ever wanted to know and more.
Well, yes.
Jamiebeckler.com.
And, of course, we don't know why he spells his name J-A-M-Y. But I guess that's what we'll have to do with
his parents did that.
That's right. It's not his
fault. My dad did not know how to spell Jamie at the hospital, and when the nurse asked, he said, I guess it'd just be like Amy, but you put a J in front.
All right. And again, the title of the book that you have, and just a brief summary of what the book is about.
TheLeadershipPlaybook.com is the website, and that's also the title, The Leadership Playbook. And it's about teaching student-athletes how they can be a leader no matter what their role on the team is.
Jamie, thank you. Let's stay in touch and maybe get you back on here again.
Thanks for having me, guys. Have a great day.
Thanks, Jamie.